To news out of Lansing, the state of Michigan is ending its exclusive contract with the Education Achievement Authority to oversee the worst performing schools in Michigan. State School Superintendent Mike Flanagan has sent a letter to the EAA saying the state will pull out of its exclusivity agreement with the authority 1 year from now. Martin Ackley is with the Michigan Department of Education. He says the state still intends to use the EAA to help turn around struggling schools.
Now, this is in no way a statement or an indication of a lack of confidence in the EAA or its academic strategies. This is just an action that needed to be taken in order to provide flexibility and to provide options other than the EAA in which to place these most struggling schools.
So what are some of these other options the state might use, and what is ahead for the controversial EAA? Joining us now is Jake Neer. He covers Lansing for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Jake, we hear, you know, the Department of Education spokesman saying this move is not an indication of a lack of confidence in the EAA. But I'm wondering, are you hearing anything different when microphones and cameras aren't around or from other people in the Department of Education?
Well, on the surface of it, you could say that it looks sort of bad, especially in the context of a big political debate here going on in Lansing about whether or not to expand it statewide. You know, this is something that the superintendent, Mike Flanagan, the state superintendent, has been saying for a long time that he supports, you know, the legislation to codify the EAA and expand it and so forth. But really, without that, he doesn't have much in the way of options for dealing with schools that are struggling. He says that basically, you know, right now, under that contract, the EAA is the only entity that can take in schools and try to turn them around. But he also thinks that, you know, other organizations might be suited for this, including neighboring school districts or intermediate school districts, which are sort of a local, sort of countywide districts more often than not that provide services right now for schools inside that area. So, you know, basically he's saying, you know, without the legislation, and this has really been fits and starts with that element of this entire conversation for a year and a half now, you know, we needed to just do something. We need to be proactive. Now, there are opponents of the EAA that basically said this is an indication that the department and the superintendent are, you know, acknowledging that this is a bad agreement and that the contract itself was illegal in the first place, you know, going back for a couple of years now.
Well, it is interesting. The announcement comes only one day after half the eight members on the State Board of Education announced they oppose this proposed legislation to expand the EAA to as many as 50 schools over the next few years. So just coincidental timing?
I think it's kind of hard to tell whether or not it's coincidental. A lot of reporters here in Lansing have been talking over the last week, just basically saying that this is one of those issues where the more you find out about it, the more convoluted it gets, the harder it is to tell exactly what's happening behind the scenes. We've been dealing with this for you know, a year and a half now, kind of really the controversy drumming up. And so it's really hard to tell at this point what's going on behind the scenes. But as far as I can tell, it's just a coincidence at this point.
And is there any indication that the state backing out of this exclusivity deal with the EAA might have any impact on the prospects for that bill to expand the EAA?
Well, if you ask especially Republicans who support the EAA bill, they'll say that it doesn't have any effect, that basically the whole point of the legislation is to, you know, put a framework in place and really clearly define what the role of the state turnaround district, which at this point means the EAA, but under the contract would actually open it up to other organizations. It would provide just kind of a clear path forward for how you can deal with these schools. So you know, basically they say that, you know, when the legislation is put in place, it's going to speak for itself, but at this point, I mean, if they can't pass anything in a year, then things will definitely change.
It makes me wonder for Democrats or those in the legislature who are not fans of the EAA, if this step would, I don't know if embolden is the right word, but encourage more resistance to this expansion bill?
You could actually say that the opposite effect might be true, too, that Republicans who support this bill might be emboldened to try to get this through even more than they were before, because this in some ways puts sort of a deadline for when things are going to change, and the EAA is no longer the only option to deal with this. So Republicans might actually see this as a motivating factor, basically saying, you know, we can't just sit on this legislation forever.
And have we heard from EAA Chancellor John Covington? Any reaction to this letter from Superintendent Flanagan?
The last I heard is that the EAA has not publicly spoken about this, and that they have not even reached out to the Michigan Department of Education on this issue. Actually, something sort of interesting is that just a couple weeks ago, the superintendent actually asked the EAA to end that contract immediately, and the EAA never responded to that. They would have needed mutual agreement to end the contract, so they got the opportunity, like I said, a few weeks ago to break it off right then and there. They never heard back. And as far as I know, the state still not heard back from the EAA about what they think about them ending the contract a year from now. Now, the state can break off the contract unilaterally if they give that year's notice. So that's why it's happening a year from now.
Well, there we go. Well, February 18th, 2015 is the date, and we will be watching this, especially the progress of the legislation to expand the EAA. Jake Neer, Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, thanks so much, Jake.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.